Hey. Why are you making that face? Don't know. Oh, sweet little thing. What do you mean you don't know? Tell me. What time is it? Yeah, very, very late. Very late. And you care to tell Mommy why is it so late? Don't walk. Didn't you remember? The main door is right behind you, and you locked it and closed it, so there isn't much to run. But Mommy is very curious. What happened for you to be this late? You told me you weren't gonna be late home, and I got super worried about you. Yeah, I got super worried, and Mommy doesn't get it. Why? What happened? Why didn't you at least, text Mommy? I'm sorry, I quite didn't hear that. Could you repeat that? Could you tell Mommy why you were so late? Huh? You don't know? Well, you should know. You're the one who went late, not me. Is Mommy upset? A little bit, sweetheart. Just a little. You know, we had this dinner planned, and I wouldn't mind if you told me, like, hey, something came up. And just, like, text me a little bit saying what you're up to, or even if just, like, saying that you're gonna be late. But making me be worried for you for at least a good amount of hours, like 5 hours. I've been worried sick, sitting here waiting for you, just not knowing what was happening. No, I don't want you to apologize, sweet little thing. I want you to tell me what's wrong. What happened? Tell Mommy. No, I'm not gonna praise you today. You only deserve praises after you tell me what happened. 'Cause Mommy is very worried and concerned for your safety. So tell me what's wrong. So, you were doing a school project, okay? Oh. So that's what happened. That person from the last time that was flirting with you. Yeah. They decided to just chat with you again. And what did you do? Oh, poor little baby. My poor cute little pet. Oh, they didn't let you go. No. They just talked and talked and talked until you couldn't do anything else. Poor little pet. My poor and cute little pet was forced to listen to someone else when they didn't want to. They even tracked you to go clubbing. That is very weird and very disrespectful of them. I know that you tried to say no. But they didn't let you know, did they? No. Did you try to text mommy to go and get you? Yeah. But they didn't let you. Oh. Why is that? Why didn't they let you, sweet little thing? 'Cause mommy would ruin the fun. That what they said? 'Cause your girlfriend was gonna ruin the fun. And it was you time. Well, there's no such thing as you time or us time when it's you and them. Nah. Apparently, I will have to have a little chat. You have to show me who it is later. But don't worry too much about it. Focus on me. And my voice, cute little thing. And how I'm praising you. Well, mommy is very confused what to do. I am mixed. I can't even express my emotions right now. I have a mixed feeling between wanting to punish you so much, but at the same time, I know it's not your fault, sweet little pet. I know that it's not your fault that they were. How should I put this? Rude and inconvenient, annoying, just uncomfortable. And I get it that it's hard sometimes to say no and to just walk off. And at the same time, I understand if it's scary. But there's just this thing in me that it just makes my blood boil. Yeah, you're right. It is jealousy, I'm aware of it, sweet little thing. I'm aware that mommy's jealous of you. No, not of you. I didn't even know how to word it, but I am jealous when others are like that. Is it really jealousy? 'Cause I'm not like worried they're gonna steal you from me. I think it's more possessiveness, and I feel angry, I think, for you. I think it's more of a perspective that I feel it's very disrespectful towards you, and it bothers me even more that they're not respecting you, other than being jealous. It's, I don't know how to explain. Well, no, this, at the end of the day, I trust you full-heartedly. I don't trust others. That's the You don't want to show me who it is. You're scared of what I might do. I want to do anything, like, too wrong. But I do want something. I do need to do something. This can't go on, sweet little thing. it's even, like, putting my emotions aside, it's not good to let other people, like, walk all over you. It's not. If that happens, then instead of them genuinely wanting to, like, help you and be there for you and, like, knowing you as a person, they're gonna focus on the fact that they can use you all they want, and that is a very bad thing. Like, not the best position to be at. So, what could I do? What could I do? How about this? Now I have an idea. How about I mark you as mine? Completely up. To the point that you can't even hide it with clothes. Yeah. As I can. I'm gonna drench you in my perfume. I'm gonna leave my things in your pencil case and bag. I'm gonna put pictures of us in your wallet. I just won't stamp, like, taken on your forehead, because I think that is, like, overkill. And that in itself, like, screams desperate. But I think I'm gonna drench you in my perfume. Yeah. I'm gonna be smelling